been listening to Synergy, one of the freshest, hottest reggae bands in the Northwest. They're on a 10-week national tour right now, spanning 12 states and doing over 50 shows. If you've enjoyed what you've just heard from Synergy, check out more of their brand new album. Sales at iTunes, CD Baby, and their website, synergyband.com. That's SYNRGYBand.com.
I gotta blow those clouds away. You gotta come on in, take that day away.
Hello, hello, beloved listeners, and welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. Yes, here we go. More fun and adventure in Radio Land with a intention to do something good for your day and actually do something good beyond that. I'd like to really have a theme going to make a difference week in and week out that really adds up to a much better life. And to me, that's a fulfillment of a daily prayer that goes like this. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Yes, that's what we're up to with an intention. And it's a biggie, all right, but it's worth going for it. So as we get into our show today, wanted to make mention and put out an invitation. We know in our high-tech, modern electric world that it creates not only a lot of convenience, but if you look into it, a whole lot of unnecessary stress. We now have EMS, electromagnetic sensitivity, more and more people with the increase in exposure of all kinds of the wireless communications, the smart meters, the cell phones, on and on and on, increased electrical activity. Well, the human body just doesn't hold up well. And the more sensitive among us, the more artistic and creative oftentimes, are really getting hurt by this. And some countries actually have recognized the disease they call EMS, electromagnetic sensitivity. Well, invitation for you to find out a simple doctor-recommended way to make your life better is to check out the AdvancedLivingComfort.com website where there is the comfort technology. People, tongue-in-cheek, call it a Clark Kent clock with superpowers because when you look at it, it looks like a nice, stylish digital clock that you'd see on a nightstand at your desk in a travel bag. And when you plug it in, it's like having the Dalai Lama show up and meditate in your room. It brings this beautiful, harmonized, wonderful energy that lifts the healing space as well as mitigating the stress from electropollution. So people sleep better, think more clearly, moods can improve, just all kinds of stuff. Check out AdvancedLivingComfort.com. All right. And now we have a wonderful guest on our show today who poses a simple question. Donetta Huffman says, what's your number? And we think, well, am I going to get a call from this woman? And in a way, yes, we are being called to something wonderful, because you see, Donetta is an expert in numerology, and she has done readings for many years across the United States and Canada, and has made a breakthrough in being the author of what are called semicircle numerology cards. And with numerology, now we have a wonderful opportunity, because over the years, this saying, oh, what's your sign, that was all with astrology. And now people are taking a look, and there's this phrase of, well, what's your number? And it's not a phone number, but some interesting things that are based on the studies of Pythagoras, that great mathematician, who is actually, among other things, the father of numerology. And he believed there's a power in numbers, and that there are recognizable patterns identifying talents and characteristics. So by learning your numbers, you can find the purpose of around some of the things in your life that may not be clear and gain great confidence through the awareness. And you know, it's more fun to have the lights on when you're going through a room rather than stumbling around in the dark. Well, that's what Donetta does with her semicircle cards. Helps turn on some lights that when you get to it, it's kind of like, oh my. Yeah, because it'll seem somewhat familiar to you at some level, because it is helping you to recognize something you know at some level about yourself but may not have really figured that out yet. And then from that, you're able to move ahead, and we have gifts, some of which we're aware of, some not. And so these things become available through numerology charts, and learning these, as she says, will aid you in basically uncovering more of your true potential. And she is also does private events and lectures on numerology throughout the U.S., Canada, and the U.K., and her many areas of expertise include counseling on compatibility, business decisions, name choosing, selecting, advising, many areas of significant life decisions. So let's welcome our wonderful guest. Hello, Donetta.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
Ah, it's a pleasure. Now, as a this wonderful work you're doing, and I've been wondering, well, how long you've been at this as a numerologist?
Well, I've done readings for many years, you know, 20 or so years, for family and friends. Professionally, probably about the last 10 years or so, just because it sort of presented itself to me. You know, so many people were asking, oh, do me, do me.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of how things happen in life. We stumble into professions.
Yeah, well, there
you
go.
Through the love of. I've always had a huge interest in history. So, you know, I've always been one of these people that loves historical facts and things. So it seems sort of natural since, you know, Pythagoras was born around 570 B.C. So we're talking, you know, before Plato and things. Plato talks about him. So it's very historically based, and I find that quite intriguing.
Ah, wonderful. And what are some of the things that attracted you to numerology?
Well, I'm a little bit of a skeptic, I'll have to say. So whenever I would read my horoscope or, you know, anything like that, I would kind of go, well, yeah, maybe. But then I would look at another sign and go, well, that sort of sounds like me too. And when I started doing more extensive research in numerology, I found that, like, everything was spot on, and I would get goosebumps, and I would, you know, say, oh my gosh, this is, you know, kind of really touching me in my heart, because I know everything's true. And the same thing with other people, when I would do readings for them, you know, kind of can't argue with math. So I am just sort of carrying a message. It's nothing that I interpret. I haven't changed anything. It's very historically based. So that made me feel really good about the information that I'm putting out there.
Oh, okay. And then would you go into a little bit more? You'd mentioned Pythagoras in 500 B.C. Can you share a little about some of the details of the history that you know?
Oh, yes, I'd love to. Well, he was a Greek philosopher. And he traveled, even at a young age, within Egypt, Arabia, Phoenicia, Judea, Babylonia, and it's even rumored that he went to India. And what he was doing was collecting all available knowledge that he could. So he was sort of this, you know, wandering nomad going around, and what he wanted to learn was about all the secrets or the mystic cults of the gods in these different areas. And when he sort of came back, he's from Greece. When he came back, he started this school, and actually the name of my cards is Semicircle, and that's how I came up with it, because that's the name of his school. Not many people know that. Mm. But they were the first to take up mathematics, and they advanced the subject. And they were very, you know, it was very saturated in this sort of cult, if you will. And they just felt like mathematics was the principle of all things through the studies that he made in all these other countries. And numerology is based on vibrations, so every number has a vibration. So there's a numerical vibration to every letter.
Oh. Oh, okay. Wow. Wow, this is kind of neat. And so... you said his school was named the Semicircle, and,
yes.
And was there anything more to that? Because you now, thanks to you, the world has an opportunity to get their hands on these Semicircle numerology cards of yours.
Yeah, another thing about Semicircle that I found really intriguing was, now, you know, again, we're talking in 525 BC. This was a school that allowed all ethnicities. They allowed women. They actually, it's rumored that they practiced being vegans. Some things that are, we think, are kind of progressive, but yet, you know, things that historically, of course, we've heard of these things, but certainly not so much that they, had all ethnicities and women in a school in that time period. So that was very, girl power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was very exciting to me because, you know, we as women, we've advanced so much, and our thirst for knowledge has probably always been there. It's not something that just happened this century or the last. And it's interesting to see that women participated in this movement, too.
Ah, okay. Wow. Wow. This is pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm really still just every day I'm excited.
Now,
you know,
I know this is a bit off the wall, but given the things that are going on now in looking at the history of the women's movement at different times,
mm-hmm.
For instance, I became aware of a woman, Evangeline Adams, who was a descendant of John Quincy Adams, that in the 1800s was a noted astrologer for big businesses. And I'm curious if there were any of the women that through the years that gained any reputation, or is that kind of still in the background?
Well, most of my studies are more of ancient texts. I know there have been women that have delved into it. But no one that, you know, stands out, because a lot of that information's gone. So the information we would have would be just the last couple centuries.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure women, you know, like anything, they've secretly studied things through the years. And there's quite a few authors that are women on the subject of numerology, even modern day. But as far as I know, I think there was someone here in California, some woman that, and I can't remember the time period or her name right now. Like I said, I tend to try to study ancient texts because I don't want to change the interpretation. I want to be as true as I can be to Pythagoras.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of my feeling on the subject. So, like I said, I'm very interested in historically how numerology evolved, as opposed
sure.
to interpretations the last, 50 years or so.
Yeah, yeah. And
yeah.
So I guess this, to me, leads me to this questioning, because I now have in my hands this very intriguing deck of cards that are your Semicircle numerology cards. And so how did you come from a study of numerology to deciding to make this deck of Semicircle numerology cards?
Well, like I said, I have clients that I've had for years, and they call me with questions or, you know, wanting to know what's going on in their numerology and things like that. And I was actually out of the country, and I started thinking, wow, what if I'm not available, you know, and someone needs to get a hold of me. So I thought as a Christmas gift, I would send some of my clients that I, you know, speak to on a regular basis. I thought it would be nice to send them a little gift. And I thought, well, I'll just order some numerology cards, assuming that there were numerology cards.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all get on and we Google, and I Google numerology cards, and there were none.
Mm.
And I was like, first of all, you're kidding, because I felt like if I looked for them, maybe someone else would. And so I just kind of made the decision that I should do it. And it was actually a pretty easy process because of, you know, the knowledge that I have. It was fun. And it was one of the things I wanted to do because people love quotes, and I wanted to put a quote on every card. And the quotes aren't just random quotes. And over the years, I've done thousands of numerology readings just sitting around, you know, just out of curiosity of historical characters. And so every quote that you read on the card is actually by the person. So in other words, if you are a number one life path, Nikola Tesla was a number one life path. And he said something that was profoundly like a number one life path. Or, you know, if you're a number two life path, Claude Monet was a number two life path.
Hmm.
And you might find a lot of times people will say when they read their cards, they'll go, oh, my gosh, that's my favorite. You know, I did authors. I did, you know, athletes even. I went all over the place with my quotes because I wanted them to touch and resonate with people on many different levels and, you know, places in society.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a real bonus to have this connected to some people that we might know about or have heard of, and give a chance for a person to go, oh, if that card applies to them, they immediately get to know about someone that has some notoriety that was experiencing some of that vibration as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, like I said, sometimes people will say that's their favorite author, or oh my gosh, I love, you know. I even had a lady the other day that actually the quote that I had chosen, she had in her office. She was a chiropractor, and she said, "I have that quote in my lobby in my office." So that just tells me that, you know, vibration-wise, she was very much in touch with that person. And, I mean, a lot of things are surprise us, but yet they don't surprise us, you know, because it makes sense that she would be attracted to that quote because it's like something she would say by someone that has the same number as her.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Now, deck of cards, 52 cards, so would you tell us some of the things that are part of the deck that you've put together in the semicircle numerology cards?
Yes, actually there are 44 cards that are separated into four different suits, if you will. There's life path cards, and those you use with using only your birthday, and there's instruction cards with every suit, and then there's the soul cards, and there's the personality and destiny. And each one of these has 1 through 9, 11, and 22. Pythagoras believed that there were master numbers, 11 and 22. Doesn't mean they're a master, so you don't have to wish that you have those numbers. Just they do come with a little more responsibility. But, you know, it's all free will. We can do whatever we want in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an instructional card that shows you how to calculate from the letters to the numbers, like A is 1, B is 2, and so on. And then there's a little little brochure in there also, a little booklet that gives you a lot more information. It also has samples of some downloads. You can go to my website and download worksheets instead of, you know, doing it all yourself. You can make it into sort of a game where you might sit around the kitchen table with friends or family and just hand out these worksheets and let them fill them out, and then you sit there and it's kind of like playing Monopoly. You hand out the cards, and they all are going, oh my gosh, this is so fun, and this is me, and it's really fun for other people to see each other's numbers, because sometimes, you know, our personality number is what other people think of us. And sometimes they might say, oh, I don't know if that's me. And then everyone at the table goes, that's exactly you. So some of it's very fun, and they're all uplifting. I don't need to tell anybody negative things. That's not what I'm here to do. I want to uplift everyone and help them find their joy, help them know that they're worth it, and, you know, to celebrate what they are, what their numbers are. So everyone feels good about themselves when they read the cards, because it's not like there's a preferred number, because we need all the numbers in our society.
Mm.
So the deck is complete, but there are extra things that you can download on my website, like I said, so you can do more things with them. But it's you know, if you don't have internet, or you don't like to, you know, get on the computer, you don't need any of those things. They come with complete directions.
Oh, okay. And now I'm just wondering. So we've got 44 cards, and there's four different, you say, suits or areas.
Right.
And let's see. And then you said is there a particular order that a person goes into this when they're beginning to discover the connection to numerology?
Yes. You want to start with your life path number, because this is your most significant number in the chart of anything that you look at in numerology. And this is actually comes from your birth date. So, like, my birthday is 5/12/1960, so you add the numbers and then reduce. So it's like 5 plus 1 plus 2. Plus 1, plus 9, plus 6, plus 0. And then you reduce. So it comes to 28, and I'm a number 6. So then you would pull the card. But this is who you're intended to be. It's like your mission in life. It's what you want to work on fulfilling every day. Because you know how when you're doing something, and it's like everything falls into place, and you've had a great day, or it's been easy? Usually you're doing something that is you know, fulfills your life path. Pythagoras believed in reincarnation, so he believed that, you know, we've done this before, and we're going to do it again. So we want to be the best possible person we can be to leave these bits for the next person. It's not just about this lifetime. It's about what we leave behind. I mean, we talk about this, you know, in order of our planet, but we are of our planet. So what we're leaving behind, you know, and passing on.
Mm.
And then there's a soul number, and your soul number comes from the vowels in your original name. So in other words, your birth name, whatever's on your birth certificate. So first, middle, and last name. And this comes from just the vowels in your name, okay? And this is your, it's like your secret desires. It's like your intimate dreams, or like what you wish for most, like when you're by yourself and you have, like, you know, time to dream. This is your dreams of utopia. And this would be like your passion. You know, when people say, oh, I feel it deep down in my soul, or maybe I found my soulmate, usually that means that they have the same soul number, or they're compatible souls. And this is where you'll find the most pleasure, and you'll find actually a lot of opportunities, because things come easier for you. And you have a lot more fulfillment when you're working on your soul number, or working at fulfilling your soul number.
Oh.
And then your personality number comes from the consonants in your name. Now, this is your original name. And this is, I mentioned a little bit earlier, this is what other people think of you. So this is the impression you make. And this is an initial impression, because it's a vibration that's kind of more superficial. So it's a little bit of a guard that you might have up. It's a barrier that you kind of have before you really want people, you know, to really know deep down inside. It's kind of your distance number. And it's also, I always tell people, this is a really important number to know because this is your interview number if you're going on a job interview or when you first meet someone. You know, we're a little bit on guard when we first meet someone. It takes a while to relax and kind of let them know what we really want. So sometimes I feel like this is a job, you know, if you're going on a job interview, this number is fine, but you may want to let them know what's in your soul, you know, so that they know that maybe this is a job you really want and why you really want it, how it would fulfill your soul and not just on a superficial level. Mm. And then the next thing you would do is you just add these two numbers together, and that gives you your destiny number. So that's all the letters in your full name, first, middle, last name. And this is a sort of a gift that was given to you at birth. No matter how poor someone might be or what the situation when a child is born, they get a name in most cases. And so that is a gift of sorts. And it's there at all times. And sometimes we don't always use our gifts. We don't use, you know, the gifts that are given to us that we kind of might forget about them. But it absolutely will help you aid you in your evolution. It helps you grow as a person and develop into the person you're supposed to be. So that's a little bit about each one of the cards.
Yeah.
On a basic level. But after you would do those numbers, you would want to do your minor numbers. Because what that is, like, I've been married, and I go by Donetta Huffman now. So I've had that. I've been married 28 years. So I've had that vibration for a long time. So I really connect with that name and also even just your first name. So you would want, I have worksheets on my website for these also, and you would want to do those numbers also. And what that does is I tell people that's kind of like more tools for your toolbox because we're walking along in life and we're born with these core numbers. You know, and then it's kind of like, you know, I need a little help here. And I feel like that's why we get more names. And a lot of people nowadays are taking on spiritual names or things like that. So I advise them to look up the numerology on those also, because it will either fill in the gaps or sometimes, ironically, you'll be surprised, you will pick the same number again. So in other words, you may have a number 6 destiny and you've changed your name, and you still end up with a 6 destiny. So sometimes we keep getting the same thing over and over again.
Okay.
In numerology. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Now, I wonder, when I studied graphology, handwriting analysis, one aspect of it dealt with what was called graphotherapy, and when you understand different characteristics of writing and how they relate to personalities, it was explained that you could practice certain handwriting patterns that would actually create some positive changes for different areas. And so it makes me curious when you're talking about, well, if someone marries, they get a different name, or now people are selecting different names. What's the possibility of using numerology when selecting a name to get some vibrations going that a person might want?
Yeah, absolutely. I do a lot of name advising for businesses and things like that. I mean, I haven't done a lot for children because I feel like that whatever the parent, you know what I mean, whatever they're connected to, I think that's meant to be. So I mean, if someone came to me and asked me to do that, I would. But when you change your name, I do feel like there must be some sort of a need or something that you feel like will make your life more complete. We can have missing numbers. So in other words, you could go through your entire chart and maybe never have a number 3. Well, number 3 is a number of creativity. And all of a sudden, you might have this desire to be more creative. And ironically, you might marry someone, and by taking on, either hyphenating or changing your name, will put a number 3 in your life. So I feel like we kind of ask for these things in some way, and then they happen. Because what I'll do is when I do readings for women, because women change their names, obviously, a lot more than men do, they'll say, "Oh yeah, that's exactly what happened when I got married and I changed my name. You know, I was much better at." Sometimes it adds a number 8, and 8's a money number, and it's also a business number. And they might say, "Well, that really helped me. I was much better at managing my money, and I was much better at." You know, they may have been single until they were in their, you know, late 30s, early 40s or something, and they'll say, "That's when I really feel like that, you know, the vibration." Now, of course, the relationship could have changed them also, but they feel like that the name changed too. Because when you say a name, just like say the word home and say the word house, when you say each one of those, how do you feel? I mean, you definitely get a more fuzzy feeling when you say home. You know, and so words have vibrations. So changing your name, and then I have some people that'll say they don't like their name, and then when I tell them the numerology of it, they're like, "Oh, that's kind of cool." So, you know, you can either, you know, it can go either way.
Yeah. So on the words, for instance, home or house, if you're looking at that, and someone's curious, would they do the same things? The add up the vowels and consonants, and then get a total?
Exactly. Like, I didn't know you were going to ask me this, and I didn't know I was going to bring it up, so I'm going to do the numerology while we're talking. Home has an 11 soul, and also is a number 2. So home is like, numerology for number 2 is a bringing together number. It's a uniting number. It's wanting everyone to love each other. The characteristics of a number 2 is they hate conflict, you know, and then let's do house, that's 11, 12, 13, 14. Well, that's a 5. So that's a little more of a, I'm going to call it, for lack of better words, just because I'm talking too fast, but it's a little bit more of a an explorer. It's a less of a commitment kind of thing. It's, I mean, not that it's a bad number by any means, but a number 5 is about adventure and travel and change and things like that. So a home, you want that to be a more secure place. You think of the word home as a more secure place, and that is the vibration of a home. It's definitely a more secure number. A number 5 is more of a carefree number.
Hmm.
So, and it even works on words like dog and cat. I've done, and that's what's fun about these cards. They have so many uses. I mean, I'm just telling you a few of the things that you can do with them. You know, this basic, of course, you want to do your own reading. You want to do your minor numbers, and then you'll want to do other people, friends and family. But you can do the numerology on your address, your phone number. But like I said, if you do the numerology on, just for instance, the word dog, and the soul of the word dog is a number 6. And some of the characteristics are, being loyal, affectionate. They are passionate about being dependable. And then you can turn around, and I've had dogs and cats, and I love both of them. But a number 1 soul wants to be the leader, and they have a lot of drive and determination to do things the way they want to. So, I mean, that for me personally, with the cats that I've had, that's certainly how they are. So the
card. So when you're saying like a dog, the vowel O is
right.
A 6, and
mm-hmm.
in cat the vowel A is a 1. And
exactly.
So we would go grab those cards.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can do that for different words and see how these things act. Because isn't that fascinating that dog and cat would have this vibration at the soul level that aligns.
Yes. Yes, and your soul, remember, is what you feel deep down inside, you know. And then sometimes, and a lot of times, the destiny number will add out also. So you'll want to do full numerology on a word. Or when people are looking to name a business, it's really important what the personality number is, because the personality is what other people think. So what do you want your community that you might be, you know, serving, if, say it's a brick-and-mortar kind of building, what do you want the person to feel like when they see the name of your company outside or the name of your store?
Mm-hmm.
So personality comes into play. because that's what other people are going to think right away. But usually people are really drawn to the soul because soul is the primitive. If you think about soul, it comes from the vowels. And vowels are the most primitive sounds man makes. I mean, when a baby's born, the sounds that they make are ooh, ah, ooh, you know, they're those guttural noises, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we develop, we have, you know, we use more consonants, you know, as you grow. But the very first sounds babies make are vowel sounds. And so that's what they, you know, feel deep down in their soul. So that's, you know, there's not a lot of reasoning sometimes with what you feel in your soul. It's just like a feeling that you have and you can't hardly explain it sometimes.
Ah.
Yeah, and it's really important to feed your soul because, say, you have a number three soul, which would be like you would want to be creating something. And say you're in a job that, you know, you're working and you have no creativity. Well, I always tell people, you know, is there a local theater group that you could either volunteer and do acting, or maybe you're a seamstress, or do you want to journal? Because it's really important to feed our soul, because that's what kind of makes us feel good. It doesn't have to be you change professions, but do things that make us feel good and find the joy and, you know, celebrate this gift that you have, and who knows where it can lead. Because sometimes hobbies, obviously, numerology, can turn into a business. So you just never know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Wow. I gotta like that. I'm curious, have you done anything with some celebrities or well-known people that you could share with us?
Yeah, I was asked to do an interview for a magazine. It was around Valentine's Day last year, and I'm not really big at following Hollywood actors and things like that, but this is what they asked me to do. So I was doing the charts, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'm not going to be exact, but it did open up my eyes on a few people that I was trying to figure out, what the heck's that about? You know, sometimes we hear about celebrities. One was, I've never kind of understood, and a lot of people understand or don't understand, Angelina and Brad, you know, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. So I was looking, and her life path number is the same as his personality number. So what that said to me was that when she met him, she thought he was like her. Okay? She has a number 6, if I remember right. Again, I don't have these facts in front of me, but I know she had a 6. And the 6 is the maternal number. Now, we know that she's adopting children, so she wants to be, 6 is the maternal number. It wants to take care of the world, if you will. It feels like everyone's their child. If they don't have children, then they probably mother the people at work, or they might be someone that volunteers and takes care of pets. But they're definitely very nurturing and want to take care of people. And I remember that he had a 6 personality. So what she got from him in her first meeting with him was that he was a nurturing person also. And usually we do own our personality number. It's one that usually develops when we're in our teens, because you know how people will kind of, when you're a teenager, they, like, people think you're a certain way, and you'll go, I don't know why they think that about me. But usually when you get older, you start sort of owning that number. And so I'm guessing that may be the big connection, because the rest of their numbers weren't particularly compatible. And then another couple that I did that I, and I might say the name wrong, but Leanne Rimes and Eddie Cibriani, I think, is his name. But they were both married to other people. And there was, you know, all these rumors and this torrid affair, and then they actually have been married. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to do their numerology, because what's going on? Well, they're so compatible. They're just like each one of their numbers are just on such great levels of compatibility. So it makes sense that they probably, when they met each other, they were like, wow, you get me. And maybe I didn't do their former spouses, But, you know, it definitely made me understand. Now, I'm not going to say both of these relationships are going to last forever. But I went through and I looked, and it was like for some of these people, there were some old Hollywood actors that I remember, but some of the younger audience might not. But Bob and Dolores Hope, they were married for many, many years, and they have the same numerology as, I believe, it was Eddie Cibriani and Leanne Rimes. So I tried to look back in history and see relationships that did last and did, you know, kind of go the distance. Not to say that, you know, even those relationships I don't have any idea about. But yes, I've done quite a few, you know, just as a hobby, looking into those things. It's kind of fun and interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you've done quite a bit of this, for instance, and you've been doing this. I'm wondering what you could share with us about your numbers.
Oh, okay. Well, I am a number 6 life path. And 6 is the nurturing, the maternal number, and it's about being in service to people that might be weaker or people that need you. And I sort of agree with this because I love to teach people how to help themselves, help them find their balance and offer counsel, things like that. And so this, you know, this was such a great thing when I sort of discovered my numerology. It's like, well, this is what I want to do. I want to help everybody. You can ask my kids. We've had many extra children living with us. I have triplets and another child. And we had a young man that lived with us almost all the way through high school. And, you know, there's always extra kids at my house. So I'm kind of the mom and have always been kind of known as Mama Huffman. And but a number 6 is definitely has the ability to positively impact people by sort of being a maternal figure. And then my soul number is a number 5, which number 5 is about freedom and diversity, meeting new people. People from all walks of life hold a great interest to me, which is true. I love to meet new people. I was in Bakersfield, California last night, and I'm in North Hollywood today, and I don't even know where I'll be. I just look at my calendar and I go. But I love to communicate my ideas and sometimes unconventional views. I mean, obviously, numerology might be considered kind of unconventional. But I love to move. I love to live in new areas, and I have traveled and done a lot of this in my life. So it is important. When my kids are little, my husband didn't like to move, and I did. So I would move within our school district, and I would sell everything, and then we would get a new house. We'd move our mattresses and our furniture, and I'd redo the whole house. So that was feeding my soul because I couldn't get out and go on a global tour, you know what I mean, and do that. Mm-hmm. So it really fed my soul. So you can figure out ways to do it. You know, it doesn't have to be. I mean, I've always loved, like I said, history. So history really feeds my soul to read about people and their travels and adventures.
Right. Now, you had mentioned that 6 is your life path.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I mean, there's a whole bunch of these. I don't know if you'd have it memorized, but I'm looking at the 6 life path card, and, mm-hmm. and there's a quote from Albert Einstein,
which is quite interesting.
We wouldn't be thinking of this
yes.
from Albert, but
I agree completely, and I was just blown away when I read this. And I'll read it. Any man who can drive safely while kissing a pretty girl is simply not giving the kiss the attention it deserves. And that is by Albert Einstein. Now, we would never think of him like that, but I feel like that is like...
No, because he was a bad driver.
I know, and did we think of him as a great lover? Or, you know what I mean? But
makes
when I
you
saw
wonder
this,
now.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting here going, well, maybe he was the hottie of his time, and we all just thought he was doing research in that office or whatever. But... yeah, when I saw that, I was blown away, and I'm the same way. I mean, I
there
love...
memoirs of Mrs. Einstein somewhere
to be discovered, right in the attics under the bottles or something.
Uh huh.
But I do love completely, and for myself, I give all. You know, I just give it all. So that it definitely describes me. And then my personality is a 22, and that is what other people think of me. And I feel like I own it because I've always felt like I was going to do something that was going. 22 is kind of like it's a charitable number that wants to use their finances to benefit large groups of people, and to be of service of a large scale, you know. And I mean, and I've always felt, at first I thought maybe it was because of my triplets, you know, that's a pretty big thing to do. And I thought, well, that's what I did. But I really think now that it may be making these cards and bringing numerology more to the masses and making it easy and fun and not so intimidating. Because the books, and I mean, again, there's some great books out there. I'm not putting anyone down by any means. But when I would tell clients to, you know, pick up this book or that book, one that you can easily get in a bookstore, they would be very frustrated. And then also, you don't remember from one page to the other what your number was. So the idea of the cards is you can lay them out and you can sort of see patterns developing. Like I was saying earlier, you might pick the same number again, or you may put the number somewhere else when you change your name. In other words, you may have a sixth life path, and then when you get married or change your name, it gives you a sixth personality. So you become what you see is what you get. As you know what I mean? So now what you came here to do is on the outside, and people view you that way. Does that make sense? I don't know if I said that clearly or not.
And now, when you say view you that way, that's the
personality
number.
Right.
So that's that external.
Yes. Because we can put more we can put more mask on, if you will. These change of names are just layers to ourselves, because there's many layers. You know, obviously our personalities are layered, and time gives us things, you know. We kind of have things happen to us and in life, and we might need, again, what I call it, more tools for our toolbox of life. And then of my core numbers, my destiny number is a number 9. So you add the 5 and the 22 together, so 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 is how that adds up. And that is a number that wants to make the world a better place. It believes in the goodness of humanity and strives to help people around them be the best they can be. 3, 6, and 9 are like creative numbers, so my life path being a 6 and my destiny being a 9, those are very compatible. So I want to be an inspiration to other people on a large scale. This I call sometimes like the Gandhi number too, because it's way bigger than me, what I want to do. I want to help masses. And I felt like by writing the cards, I don't even know the people I'm going to touch, which is so incredibly wonderful. I mean, I can only do so many readings. I can only, you know, talk to so many people in my events. But this way, people can be, you know, they can do this themselves, and my word and my, you know, this can be passed on, and in a fun way. That's my goal. The biggest thing is I wanted it to be fun and not like doing homework, because people kind of freak out because they're like, oh gosh, I have to add, and I'm like, it's single digits. It's real easy. I'm not really good at math, and I do it. So.
Oh, okay. So.
You know.
So we're not talking anything major.
No. Single digit addition.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Whew. So
no,
now I'm envisioning a contest, because we were talking about Einstein, who said if someone can safely drive while kissing a pretty girl, and so now I'm wondering if you've done any research about how much someone can perhaps drink while doing the numerology card safely.
Oh. Well, and this is what I tell people. If they come up with a number and they go, I don't know, that doesn't sound like me, then they've not added correctly.
Oh.
I mean, seriously, that's how it happens. I've never had anyone that really says, I don't know, that just doesn't sound like me.
Yeah.
I mean, the most skeptical people will look up, especially, I mean, you're self excluded, but when I've done some men, you know, they're a little skeptical, and I'll do a reading, and they start laughing, and they're like, nobody knows this about me. How do you know this about me? You know, so, yeah, they're pleasantly surprised at how accurate it is, and kind of hits the nail on the head, but I don't advise drink. I mean, I guess you could have a glass of wine with your girlfriends or
a couple beers
with your buddies and do it.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was trying to think with this deck where a person is getting in contact with themselves, is tequila the drink of choice, or would a nice wine be better?
I would say any moderation. Pythagoras believed in moderation, so he would probably say you can have a glass of wine, but you know, don't go for the kegger doing it or whatever the kids call it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, this is important. And now, people are going to be wondering, would you give us a website and how to get the cards? And
yes, absolutely.
Loaded, you have some free downloads on your site as well.
Yes, absolutely. You'll want to go there, and you can print out the sheets and sit around and fill those out. And then when your cards arrive, you can pull them, you know, pull your numbers. But what you'll want to do is go to www.semi-circlenumerology.com. And also on my website, you might notice I am trying to promote small businesses. So you might click on the link there that says buy locally. And there may be a little shop right down the street from where you live that carries the cards. Or you can always ask them. They are in hundreds of stores across the United States, Canada, just received distribution in the UK. And so you can get them many places. You can get them from me, of course, from, you know, my website. Again, that's semicirclenumerology.com.
All small letters, no spaces.
Right.
There you go. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a long one, but it's worth it. Let me tell you, I had to name it after his school because it has meaning, right?
Well, what meaning does it have, Danetta?
Well, it's a number 9, just like my destiny. And it believes in the goodness of humanity and helping people around us to be the best they can be. And that's what I really want. Because when people read their numerology, they're like, sometimes we forget we're good at things. You know, life kind of beats us up. And if you're reminded once again that you do have a particular talent, and, you know, it saddens you to think that you don't get to do those things any longer. And sometimes it will open up. Sort of, even if nothing else, it opens up the communication with yourself. Am I really doing things that make me happy? Am I really doing things that bring joy to my life? Because when we feel joyful, then we spread the joy. And we are raising it. You know, numerology is about raising our vibrations. So the vibration that you put out, if you're not happy, then you're vibrating very low. And if you're happy, if you're looking for love, people find you more attractive if you're vibrating on the positive side of your number. I've, you know, recently done a lot of compatibility events, and I'm trying to teach people how to raise their vibrations. Well, the cards are a great start. I mean, just look at your cards and try to feel the power with what's said on the cards, because they will resonate with you, and they will bring you back to, maybe if you're having a hard time, it'll bring you back to a happier time in remembering the great gifts that you were born with.
Hmm. Oh. Well, that seems like something worth doing on a regular basis.
That's right.
Like that. So as we've got a minute or so left, would you please share anything we might not have covered that is really important for you to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, I guess I just really want to stress how easy they are to use, because I know, you know, a lot of people have tarot decks and things, and you have to study to know, you know, what each card means and things. This is the kind of product that you can open the box and be able to use them. It just requires no, like, you know, studying the numbers or figuring things out. You can sit down you know, open them up, look at the directions, write down your birth date, add it up, and pull the card. It's that simple. And I feel like making something simple is the first, you know, the biggest key for me to get it to the masses, because if something's easy and fun, then usually people want to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
coming back to the drinking again, you don't have to be totally sober to have fun with this.
That's exactly true. I'm gonna ask some people if they're doing that.
Does it make a difference? Well, to me, if people are a little more relaxed, then drinking's not the only way to get there.
That's right.
Then when you open the doors to learning a little bit more and discovering some things, this could be done just with such great joy, and I could get a sense of that from you. So, wow, this is fabulous. I appreciate you taking time to be with us today, Donetta.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I've loved it, and I so enjoyed your opening, too. I think that's beautiful, and I'm trying to vibrate the same way.
Good. We'll just, each in our own way, keep on and invite others to do the same.
That's right.
And, thank you again, beloved listeners. Thank you, and Donetta, and my beloved listeners. And until we meet again, God bless, and goodbye for now.
Let